You know, I remember thinking about last year, it's something that it's different. You don't do it in college. You don't play anybody more than once in a season. So to have that opportunity in the NFL to play, you know, divisional games twice, I think it's an advantage. You know, I think you get to know not only schemes and, you know, what they do defensively, but personnel. You know, you get to look at guys twice and kind of, you know, really, I think, get a good look of, you know, what they do well and what they struggle with.
So it makes it a little bit easier when you roll in on Monday or Tuesday?
I think, you know, we talked about it this morning. You have a bit of a head start, but, you know, in no means does that mean you don't have to prepare the same way as the first week. You know, you got to prepare just as hard, if not harder, you know, as every other week.
So Mariota being rookie would be up for him, too.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure it's, you know, it's an opportunity for him. I don't know if this is their first second divisional game against, you know, an opponent or not. But yeah, I think, you know, as a rookie, it's definitely something that you're not used to. And I think, you know, it is a bit of an advantage.
Can you remember last year, the difference even last year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think anytime you get a chance to, obviously, because you play a game, then you watch it and grade yourself and make corrections, and then you move on. So you do that, and then, you know, you get to play them again. So you go back, you review that game again for the second time, you know, kind of, I think, touch up again on the mistakes that were made, on things, you know, you wanted to get done that you didn't or whatever, and now you have a second opportunity to do that stuff.
San Diego rushed three a bunch of times in the red zone the other day. How difficult was that to find a window for
it? Right. Yeah, you know, it's tough, but, I mean, there were guys open. You know, I missed Julius for one down the middle. And then two other times I just ran past the line of scrimmage and threw the ball. So I think, I mean, we just got to make more plays. You know, there were things there. There were plays to be made. I think on two of those scrambles, you know, for sure one of them, I think I could have run and possibly scored. But, you know, I think we got to continue to pay attention to the details and execute.
The first penalty. You had the shot for the end zone?
Yeah, I think so. I think on the first one, I could have got to the corner and dove for the pylon or something. So, you know, super unfortunate, bad, kind of boneheaded plays, but definitely things to learn from.
Because of the red zone struggles, how do you not get down there and start pressing?
Right. You know, I think to kind of just trust in it. You know, we go through red zone periods all week and kind of carry that over into the game. And execute, you know, on the same level, not get freaked out, not get down there and say, you know, we're in the red zone again, we haven't scored in the red zone in however long, and try to press and do things, you know, outside of yourself and the system. I think to stay within it and go through as a quarterback the reads and have receivers run, you know, their routes, you know, the way they've done all week.
You know, Marquise has to go for Allen this weekend. Do you feel like he's ready to carry a much bigger load for this offense because he hasn't been targeted all that much?
Yeah, I really do. I think, you know, he's been wanting that. I think he's been looking forward to this opportunity for a long time. So I'm excited for him. You know, I think there's other guys, too, like Rashad and Brian and Julius as well, who are also, you know, going to carry a little bit more of the load with Allen being out. So those guys are excited. They're, you know, I know Marquise is excited for this opportunity, obviously, because, you know, he's going to get a chance to get some more reps and some more targets and stuff like that.
Deep down, do you expect Ernie to not be there sometime?
You know, it's hard, you know, knowing a guy like that and as tough as he is, but, you know, they'll go through whatever protocols they have to, and, you know, they'll make the best decision for Allen.
Roethlisberger took himself out of the game. Sunday, would you ever do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Did he take himself out, or did the guy get...
Well, he reported the symptoms, and he said, okay, you're out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I mean, obviously, you know, he's a tough guy, and has proven that for a lot of years, so...
You're setting some... passing records here in your second season. I know you probably don't look at that, but is that a sign of your development, your progression, that you're able to be at that point?
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of a, you know, anytime you're able to kind of sit down and put numbers on a piece of paper and compare them side by side, and there is progress and there is, you know, things getting better, I think that's a good sign. You know, obviously, you know, I trade those numbers in for wins any day of the week, as, you know, I think anybody else would. But I think that is a good sign that, you know, we are getting better as an offense. We're headed in the right direction. And I really do believe that, you know, we're a small step away from being consistently good week in and week out.
Do you notice a difference in Marquise mentally this year as opposed to maybe last year?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a whole group thing, right? Because we all came in together, me, him, Allen, and Allen. And, you know, you see, obviously, both Allens, you know, getting the reps and gaining the confidence and doing that stuff. And you see, you know, kind of from my point of view, Marquise struggling. You know, obviously, he's had injuries and stuff like that. But he's had an unbelievable attitude about it. You know, he's been supportive of those guys while he hasn't been able to play. And as soon as he was healthy and ready to play, you know, it wasn't, you know, why am I not getting the opportunity? You know, he I think, understood what was going on and was kind of chomping at the bit to get in and do whatever he could to contribute. And, you know, I think he has a great opportunity this week to do that.
Would you have a run pass option at the line? Is that a check with me, or is it a run? that you can change into a pass? How does that
Yeah, happen? No, it'll be, I mean, it's all throughout the week in game planning that we'll have rules. So it'll be, you know, whether a run or a pass is called, we'll have rules to what we can do it against and what we need to get out of it versus.
If it's a wrong call, is it you usually switch out of it because you're outflanked? Or
yeah, just sometimes that, sometimes safety rotation, sometimes numbers. You know, sometimes you just don't have the numbers and, you know, you never want to just run a dead play.
How would you describe your relationship with Chad and how has he helped you grow as a quarterback?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. I think he's probably been, you know, he's definitely been one of the most important people in the past 2 years of my life. You know, kind of in the development and progress, I think, stage of things. He's an unbelievable guy. He's extremely smart. And, you know, he's a very good quarterback as well. So he's a good guy to learn from, a good guy to be around. And, you know, a guy like that, you know, I'm able to see, you know, day in and day out and kind of witness him with his wife and kid as well. It's pretty special and good stuff to learn from him.
Allen Robinson could be the first Jags receiver over 1,000 in 10 years. And Hurdy's not far behind. He could be the first duo in 14 years. I know you can't focus on the numbers, but can you at least look at what's happening and see the genesis, the start of something big?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I think it all stems back to you know, us getting better. And you know, I think you know we say it all the time, and Gus preaches it, and I think it kind of becomes cliche. But you know, when you look at the numbers, it's there. It's kind of concrete in the statistics. So, you know, I think it's proof that, you know, things are headed in the right direction, are getting better. And, I mean, anytime you get two guys over 1,000 or anywhere near 1,000, that's a special season because it's not done often.
How much of what you guys are doing down the field, because you lead the league with 50 down the field, and I think Allen leads with 21 catches, how much of it is just unspoken confidence in the work that you've put in already, or how much of it is what you do week to week?
You know, I think it's you know, it's a little bit of both. I think it's confidence with those guys. I think it's confidence in the fact that they're going to go up and make a play. They're not going to let a ball get intercepted. You know, worst case scenario, they're going to get a chance and they're going to bat it away. And they're going to try and make a big play. So I think it's a little bit of that. I think it's a little bit of the game planning and the calls. You know, Ole gives us a lot of opportunities to take shots, which as a quarterback I love. And I know, you know, everybody wants to make a big play. So I think those guys do a really good job of making plays down the field.
And the progress that you guys are making, does that encourage you to take more shots down the field? I mean, is it almost like, here we go, let's run faster?
Right. You know, I wouldn't say, I mean, we're not going to go outside of who we are and what we do to try and create those shots and stuff. But, I mean, within the system and within the play call, you know, those are definitely things that I have a lot of confidence in because of the confidence I have in those guys.
Are you excited about the Scott Frost hire?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it's I think it's a great hire. You know, I'm excited to meet him, and obviously coming from Oregon, anything out of that system, you're definitely excited about.
You on search committee?
No.
I'm on the committee. I just want to follow up on that. How important that program was 0-12? How important do you think was it an outside reset to get a young offensive guy?
Right. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's a great move. I think you know what Coach O'Leary did there for over a decade was special. You know, I know I learned a ton playing for him and Charlie Taff and that system at UCF. And he did a lot of great things to build a solid foundation. And I think this is kind of the next step and you know, where that university needs to go, because I think, you know, it has a ton of potential.
I think it was all 11 plays in the red zone passes last week. Do you make a concerted effort to run, or do you have to just take what's there, or how do you?
Right, you know, a little bit of both. I mean, there was some stuff that I got out of and some run game answers and stuff like that. And then there was just some pass plays that, you know, I missed, you know. So I think, you know, we'll keep doing what we're doing and find ways, you know, to score touchdowns rather than field goals.